everyone, and thank you for tuning in again this week with Dr. Gina on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I always look forward to Wednesdays spending time with you guys. I hope that you are telling all your friends and all your family members and coworkers to tune in. Be a part of the growing movement that's happening here. I'm so excited. Worldwide internet, BBS radio station, and it is amazing to be a part of such an awesome team. I love this station. I love doing what we do here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Again, we're growing so much, over 500,000 listeners and counting. And we're talking about archives. We're talking about worldwide tuning in. It's just amazing how quickly this has grown. And I just can't thank you guys enough for being such a strong, heavy part of this growth, and also to all of the guests that have been on here. I know I do this frequently, but I just can't ever forget that it takes a team to make something happen like this. And so I'm so thankful to the producers, to comedian A-Train, and so many of the segments that's been on here, Alicia, Pamela Lou Hing, I can go on, Ebony, and so many others that have been so consistent with being a part of Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. And we're still coming up with different ideas. There's so much that we try to pack into 1 hour that we really are believing God to expand the show in the near future. And it's just around the corner. But I want to just say thank you again. And I want to go over today's weather, because I know you guys, some of you are just getting started with your day in Central Time and Pacific Time and things like that. It's 11 o'clock a.m. here Eastern Standard Time where I'm at in D.C. But I want to say in D.C. it's 79 degrees right now. Your high is going to be 81, partly cloudy today. In Detroit, you are 72 degrees and your high is 81 and you're partly cloudy all day. Jacksonville, Florida, you are 86 degrees right now. Your high is going to be 90 and you're going to also be partly cloudy today. Dallas, you are 85 degrees right now. Your high is a whopping 97, mostly sunny today. And London, I've never been there. I want to come and visit you. I love you. For all the listeners there, I want you to email me and tell me some of the things and places that I need to see and do. You are 71 degrees right now. You have showers all day, and 71 degrees is your high all throughout the day. So definitely want to get your rain jackets and all of your rain gear. And that's one of the things that I heard in London. It rains all the time. And I don't know if it's any different than Florida, but I know it's sunny in Florida. I know in London, sunshine is very... I heard rare, but I don't know that it's cloudy a lot. But anyway, we have a special guest today. I can't wait to get into the show. I wanted to make this announcement, though. My publisher, he's executive publisher at Charisma Media Creation House Division, Dr. Steve Green. He just released his book July the 18th this year, 2007, and he is inviting you to join his Momentum team. And all you have to do is apply at loveleadsbook.com. That's the name of his book, Love Leads. And it's actually a momentum team that he's building up. A momentum team is a group of devoted readers and fans, anywhere from 10 to 500 select people who gather online, receive specific missions as on the ground ambassadors, and help to spread the word. Open to those in the United States only, though. As a momentum team member, you will have the opportunity to share about the book on your social media channels, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, etc. Share about the book on your blog, if applicable. Post a review on Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and others. Find other creative ways to tell someone how the book has impacted you. All Momentum team members will receive a free advanced copy of Love Leads, which retail values is $21.99. Access to a private Facebook group with Dr. Steve Green for exclusive updates, news, and brief teachings. 3, team membership and the excitement of your mission as an ambassador to spread the word about how this book has impacted you. Love Leads. Go ahead and join right now the Momentum team and get your free copy right now. Loveleadsbook.com. Again, loveleadsbook.com. drgina@gmail.com. Leave an email so you can get your notices and updates and all other things that he has to offer you. All right, Dr. Steve Green, love leads. Okay, so now we're going to go ahead and go on with the show. And we have Edward A. Murray Jr., financial specialist. He's joining us right now. He's going to give us the ins and outs about money, honey. We got to talk about it, especially as believers. Oh my goodness, we need all the help we can get, and we have to really, 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 really learn discipline. So I am so glad to welcome him. He is such a power pack influence as far as talking about finances. He's global. He's done global work, accounting work. He's got so much credential behind him, and I'm so blessed to have him on. And also joining us, you know my main man, it ain't a show, unless my main man, celebrity comedian A-Train, is joining us with hot topics, trending topics, and also where is A-Train at today? All right, so he's going to be joining us a little bit later on in the show. All right, joining us right now is Mr. Edwards. How are you?
I'm good, Dr. Gina. How are you doing?
I'm so blessed and so glad to have you on today. You know, I really enjoyed our conversation when we were preparing for the show. And, you know, we had really had a very connected conversation. We understood exactly what the whole message is. And so I was so excited about that. And it's just something that God has really placed in my heart lately. And I know that people are only accountable for what they know. When you don't know, you know, there's grace and things like that. And that's why, you know, the Bible says that, you know, we need to study ourselves approved, because what we don't know can actually hurt us. And what we do know, the truth will always set us free. So this is why you're on, because you're going to tell us the truth about finances. That was a lot.
I look forward to it. I'm so glad that you have me on. Thank you again.
You are welcome. So, Edward, can you please tell us, you know, a little bit about what you've seen as far as the mishandling of finances?
This is a great topic to bring up, because everybody wants to get ahead. Everybody defines their success by the accumulation of assets, and particularly depreciable assets. And what you see often is that people will, because of the desire and the need to demonstrate to yourself and to others, I've made it, we oftentimes overextend ourselves. So we'll buy the house that we may have been able to hold off on, or we'll buy the car or the clothes, the jewelry that may be just a little bit beyond what we should be doing today. And if we learn to develop some discipline, some of the things that we have aspirational desires to have, we could have, but we just need to take care of some things first, particularly our own finances, and to think about our legacy, our feet coming after us.
Exactly. I couldn't agree with you more. So many people want to have it right now. You know, they want it right now. And the investment is so worth it, because it's less struggle with the investment. And that means your time, your finances, and also leaving that legacy. You don't want to burden your you know, the people that you leave behind, you know, with your bills, because you're looking great today. And I had mentioned to you that, And I want to state a correction on this part, because God was really ministering to me this morning at 3 a.m. And I was like, so I said downsize to you, right? And you were telling me that the word was negative. And it is. You know, a lot of people will take it as a negative word, and I couldn't agree with you more. But this morning, God was ministering to me about that word, and it was really a test for me and whomever may be listening. Even though it may be a negative word, are you willing to do it for what he's got prepared for you that is greater than what you have right now? So it's kind of like the test of the mindset. And so when he was showing me that, he was showing me that even though I presented this to you and you did go forth with the what I called the downsize, you actually ended up upgrading. So it's like, even though it may seem like it might be something that you're being purged from, or, you know, maybe getting something less than what, like a vehicle, if you're getting a Honda instead of the Mercedes, I mean, would you rather have a new Honda a brand new Honda than a pre-used Mercedes. And the reason why I say that is because sometimes you don't even know. And I've bought pre-owned cars. I bought a pre-owned, I had a Land Rover. I had a pre-owned BMW. And I can tell you, you never know what you're going to get, even though you may go to a qualified pre-owned dealership. You still never really know what you're going to get. And that's one of the lessons that God was telling me as far as the downsizing. As ugly as it may have sounded and ugly as the word may be, are you willing to obey me and trust me to really upgrade you? And I felt like, wow, that was mind blowing because, you know, not only, and that's why I had to tell you that, because I know yesterday when we were talking, I was so, you know, this is what he said to me. But then he extended this, I believe, just so I can tell the listeners that even though it may seem brutal or, you know, like ripping off a Band-Aid or whatever, you got to look at the bigger picture. When you have a newer vehicle, you are upgrading. Rather it's a Benz or a Honda, at least you don't have to worry about getting the brakes fixed in 6 months. You don't have to worry about, you know, all of those things that you have to deal with when you get a pre-owned car. And I know some of you that are listening understand that. So your take on that, Edward.
So I 100% agree with what you're saying. Downsizing isn't a palatable word, but it's like medicine. It, you know, medicine doesn't taste good, but it's good for you. You know what I mean? And downsizing has the, if you allow me to use a little bit of a biblical analogy,
please.
Downsizing has the impact of a slingshot, right? So sometimes you have to pull back in order to accelerate forward. If you think about David used a slingshot to kill the Philistine. He was able to take his little slingshot, pull it back, and by doing that, it accelerated forward in just the right speed, in the right spot to defeat their enemies. And we need to think about it like that as well in our finances. By taking that slingshot approach, downsizing, contracting, it sometimes allows us to move forward. So maybe you have to give up that pre-owned Mercedes, which I've had one of those. but maybe you have to give that up, or maybe you need to downsize to a smaller house. By doing that, remember David's slingshot. Oftentimes, it will help you to move forward, and in some cases, move forward quickly, just like that slingshot does.
I love that analogy. It's perfect, and that is just what I feel like so many people are afraid to do. And I want to encourage the listeners that, you know, you get so much more out of life. And, you know, this is the thing. A lot of us are praying about, you know, peace that passes all of understanding. We want joy and all of these things. But yet we're getting the bill collectors calling us. We're flipping our finances to pay this. What is a priority this week? And then got to deal with something next week. And, you know, you're glad if you can get one day with nobody calling you and asking you for money. Listen, the Lord promised us that our latter days shall be greater. And, you know, he promised that we would have peace that passes all understanding. And most of us are self-afflicting ourselves with debt to look a certain part for someone else. So literally you are paying for someone to look at you. Okay, and this is the thing. I'm just being honest.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right.
I'm just being honest. You're paying for somebody to ooh and ah over your bag and ooh and ah over your shoes and ooh and ah over your car and you know, and all of that. And you know, this is the thing. I noticed some of you, I can hear you all saying this. Well, God says that he will bless us and that, you know, there's a wealth transfer. I do agree with the truth of the word of God. But again, your perception, if you're coming from a poverty mentality, you won't clearly understand that revelation. The revelation is that first and foremost, every person that gained wealth obeyed God first. Abraham, walked and went to Canaan, didn't know where he was going, obeyed God, and the wealth came right to his feet. Okay, he had a double portion. Then you have David, who was a sheep herder and was able to gain wealth by the obedience of God. It wasn't that neither one of them was swimming in wealth at first and then tried to figure out if they were going to obey God first. I mean, I'm going to obey God over here, but I can't obey God today because I don't have enough money. A lot of you are not taking care of God's business, but you want him to increase your wealth that way. And Mr. Murray, can you please tell everybody how they can get started? Just some basic principles that help, that can help them get started with this. The mindset is first, right?
Well, exactly. There's always been the saying is that if you train your mind, your body or your actions will follow. So it first starts with, like you just said, with a proper perspective. So we have to learn to first, for me, it's two principles. You pay God, yeah, you pay yourself. And when you do that, right, and when I say pay God, set aside, you know, or whatever your system of belief is, set aside a portion of your income that you invest in him or invest in a worthy cause, that the give back method. All right. And then afterwards, you have to learn to invest in yourself. Investing in yourself is not the new car. It's not the $5,000 house because, well, the house is appreciable, but a new car is a depreciable, or the jewelry. It's learning to save something, 10%, 5%. But develop a mindset that says, I have to put something away for myself because I don't know what tomorrow holds. In a savings account, just let's just start there as kids, you know what I mean? Or go and get a discount broker account, you know, but just learn to invest in yourself, give back, and invest in yourself by saving. And if you just learn that discipline, regardless of what it is, you know, something, 5%, 3%, whatever that is, learn to do that. Start it. If we're employed, most of our companies have retirement savings. Maximize your 401k or your profit sharing. But you have to learn to invest in yourself.
You truly do. And that, I mean, so well put. I hope you guys are taking notes with that because I know I am. And it's just such a freeing revelation for me. Just the one thing that God asked me to do, I was able to see just other opportunities come up for more financial gain just for that one sacrifice. So trust and believe, you know, there's so much more. And I want to say to you this, that if there is a passion or something, because I know that you had corporate jobs as well, Edward. You had corporate jobs and then, you know, you got this passion and started your own company and everything. And so people that want to do that and have the passion, a lot of the times they're so far up in debt that they're either begging God to give them the money for the vision that he's given them, but they feel that they can't. And they're asking him for money. And he's saying, but you have money inside. You got money in your house.
You have
money with you right now. If you sit back and look at all of the things that you have that you can sell, things that you are paying on that you don't need to be paying on, debt that you are paying on that you don't need to be paying on, you can sit back and allow God to say, okay, if you cut this back, if you take this out, if you stop buying this, if you stop eating here, you know, if you stop going out, if you stop doing these things, look at all of the money that you have right there. I want you to be willing to sacrifice the way I've sacrificed. You know, this is part of his attributes, right? He wants us to be more like him, right? So if he gave up his only son and sacrificed him for us, wouldn't you think that he would expect for us to be willing to sacrifice something to gain more? That's the whole thing. And so I really encourage you guys that while you're praying, don't be so one track that you're thinking that a check is going to supernaturally come in the mail, that somebody's going to walk up to you and hand you some money, that you're going to meet a divine appointment and God's going to tell them to give you X, Y, and Z. Although these things do happen, I've experienced them myself, but you have to be willing to take a look at within, right? So look at what you do have. Right. So what would you suggest would be, just because they might not understand, what would be some of the things, Edward, that they can look at and say, hey, I can sell this or get rid of that?
So that's a great question. Wealth is not defined by how much you earn. Wealth is never defined by how much money you make. I define it by how much you spend. So the person who is wealthy, the person who makes $1 million but is spending $2 million, he's not wealthy. He's upside down. But
yes,
the person who makes $50,000 but have learned to discipline themselves that they're only spending $20,000, who has a better quality of life? The $50,000 person, because they've learned how not to spend it all, how to save and discipline themselves. It always depends on how you spend your money. So I would encourage folks to first, just at the end of a day, and do this for 2 or 3 days, just itemize, where did I spend all my money? Use your ATM. You know, we use the ATM card like it's currency. So therefore, just make a list and observe how you're spending your money, because we spend it sometimes unaware and not being totally conscious. So that would be my first step. Is let's not think about the revenue, because the revenue, you know, your ability to increase that may take some time, or it may not even happen. But you can be rich. You can make $50,000 and be rich because you've downsized. You have the living place that you can afford. You have the car that you can afford, and you're able to save money because you've been able to discipline yourself. And maybe we didn't go out to eat as often as we did.
Exactly. Well, I totally agree with that. This was amazing. I'm so glad that you are on. Can you tell the listeners a little bit about you and your services that you offer so they can somehow find you and get in touch with you?
Oh, I would love to. Thank you. And thank you for having me on. So I'm Edward Murray. I'm CEO of EA Murray, Inc., and that is actually my website. You can find me on the web, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, using those letters. E.A. Murray, Inc., and I offer financial services. I'm an accountant by trade. I do taxes. I do financial planning. Basically, I help you to manage your finances. I also do payroll services, and you can find me Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, or on the web, E.A. Murray, Inc.
Wow. All right. Well, so listen, you got to find. Do you have social media as well?
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, EA Murray, Inc.
That's right. I'm sorry. I thought that was your email. I'm sorry. Your website.
Oh, that's my email, too. That's my email. Edward.Murray at EA Murray, Inc. EAMurrayInc.com.
Okay. Fantastic. Listen, where are you located again? You're in New York.
I am in the New York area, but it's accounting, and we have technology, so I can have clients all over the world.
Fantastic. Well, listen, I'm planning to come to New York soon, but maybe we can meet up, me and you and your
love
sister.
To see you.
And have a chat and two and lunch or whatever. So it was
Sounds
so great
good.
To have you. And I don't ever want you to be a stranger. You are a definite friend of the family to Dr. Gina's radio chat. And you are welcome anytime if you have anything. Oh, wait. I want to talk about one real quick before you go. You have an organization that you're doing, something about college students. What is that all about? Can you tell the listeners about that?
Sure. So what I do is I do college tours. It's important to always have the give back. So my give back is I do HBCU tours. I just started a new company called a 501c3 called Destination HBCU. And then what I do is I take people from that New York, New Jersey area and three quick buzzwords, exposure, acceptance, enrollment. I expose them to higher education through the HBCU. We help them to get accepted. And if they're really serious, we work with them on enrollment as well. But you can look me up. Just contact EA Murray, Inc. And, you know, because we're developing the website now on that. But that's my personal give back. I didn't even go to an HBCU, but they're getting my money because my son is graduating from A&T and my daughter's seriously looking at Hampton. next year. So that's just my give back.
Oh, that is such a blessing. Well, you truly are blessed, and you have truly blessed us. Thank you again for joining us, Edward Murray Jr.
Thank you for having me on
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Yes, you got to come back. All right, listen, you guys, I hope you should have got a wealth full of information. I know that I did. You are already wealthy. If you took notes and you took in all of the information that he released out into the atmosphere, you already have begun your wealth transfer right there. All right. Commit and stay committed to yourself and stay committed and be obedient to God. I promise you, he's going to bless you abundantly and that you shall have peace that passes all understanding and you shall have joy, unspeakable joy. Okay. So listen, stay tuned. We got a commercial break and we'll be right back with comedian A-Train. All right. Thanks, Edward.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye-bye. Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
How do you feel when your alarm clock goes off for work each morning? What's the first battle in your mind? Fuel up on God's Word every weekday with Dr. Steve Green's podcast, At Work with God, so that you have the strength and energy to stay kingdom-minded all day. You can also listen to Dr. Green's leadership podcast, Green Lines, for devotions on spirit-led leadership. And check out his new book, Love Leads, which will be released later this year. Imagine how you would feel after listening to daily words of hope, life, and encouragement. Find At Work with God and Green Lines on iTunes, Google Play, or cpnshows.com.
Hey, what's up? This is Tony Grant from Tyler Perry's hit sitcom, Love Thy Neighbor, a.k.a. Philip, and you are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Okay, A-Train, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, Dr. Gina?
Where are you now?
Actually, I'm in Atlanta right now.
Oh,
I'm in Atlanta as we speak. Yep.
I know. I saw your post, and I said, my goodness, he's somewhere else. Well, what's going on with you?
Well, you know, we stay grinding, staying on this road. I'm focused on this show coming up next week at the Red Theater on the 5th of August. You got my birthday that's going to take place that same night, and we got Kev on stage coming in all the way from L.A., and I'm just excited about it. People are excited, and this is a family-friendly show, so this is an opportunity where the entire household get a chance to come out. You know, most times you have folks, you know, they'll come out to a comedy show, but sometimes they'll leave, you know, one of the, you know, like the great auntie or the uncle, you know what I'm saying? They leave him at the house because they know they don't like to hear all that foul language. But this show right here, man, you know, this show right here is like, you know, one of those shows where everybody can come out. So I'm excited about it. Yeah.
So it's so exciting. It's definitely a buzz in the air about it. I'm telling you, if you guys are anywhere in the Jacksonville area, anywhere, an hour away, even an hour and a half, it's worth it. Jacksonville is beautiful. I mean, I would even recommend getting one of the hotels in that area. You can go and hang out afterwards, walk along the beach. It's definitely worth a visit, not only just to see the show, but just to visit Jacksonville altogether, especially if you are Absolutely. 2 hours or an hour and a half away. The show is so beautiful. I mean, so amazing. And the theater that it's in, it's historical. Tell them a little bit about the Ritz Theater and the history behind it for those that are just tuning in for the first time.
Absolutely. The Ritz Theater is, like you said, it's a historical black theater. And like when you go back to the origin of the theater, the reason, you know, that theater was erected is because, you know, black couldn't go to the main theater in the city, which was known as the Florida Theater, you know, due to segregation and all of that. So when they built the Ritz Theater, that was the only venue where, you know, black entertainers could go and perform and do what they do. So it just became, it just created a momentum of his own, and that was the spot. And it maintained that legacy and that history, you know, throughout the course of time. So, and right now, you know, even back then, they used to refer to that particular theater as the Apollo of the South. And it has maintained, you know, that legacy because all of your greats, that's where they performed, you know, back in the day. So, and even to this day, you have the same people who work with the show, some of the shows up in at the Apollo in New York. Some of those same directors, they are in charge of some of the events at the Jacksonville location at the Ritz. So, you know, that legacy is just, it ties hand in hand with the Apollo. So, just to kind of give people an idea of what type of, you know, legacy is like created around that venue. So to be performing at a very, you know, historical site as the Ritz Theater, which is owned by the city of Jacksonville right now. So the city of Jacksonville, you know, we're in partnership with this show. So it's a big thing, and it's a beautiful thing that's going on. And this is the first time, you know, in the history of that theater that they've had a comedy series take residence there. So I'm excited about it. And the people of Jacksonville, they're excited about it as well. So
It really is an amazing movement that's going on, and it is bringing unity and things like that, and people getting excited and want to support something. And I mean, what an honor that you were chosen to be, you know, the center and the spokesperson almost for the city. I mean, in just right. such a positive way. I mean, that's basically what you are. You've been chosen to be a spokesperson for a whole city. I think it's just amazing to me. So, I mean, with all of that, just God bless you and just may it continue to go again. You guys, I know we talked about finances earlier. I don't know if you were able to tune into that A-Train before you got on. But we were talking about finances, and I'm telling you, I mean, even though we're telling you to cut back, make sure you get those tickets. You can get those tickets right now. And you will save so much if you go ahead and get you the whole pass, if you get you a bundle, right, group something, right? You can get group tickets.
There's a promotion going on where you can actually purchase the entire season of A-Train Live, the experience. And if you purchase like all four shows up front, like anytime before the 5th of August, if you purchase all four shows, what they'll do is take a discount off of each show. So that way you will have an overall discount. And I'm telling you, man, you have people out there right now. They have taken a step to take advantage of those opportunities. So that's really cool and have supporters like that, man. But I'm telling you, because the show is phenomenal, Dr. Zena. I mean, the comics that we have coming to grace this stage, these people are national touring acts, and they're hot in the industry right now, and the buzz is out. So we're just trying to do everything that we can to make sure that it's a quality show every round. So get those season passes. If you want to find out where you can, you know, get those at, just go to jackevents.com, or you can call the Ritz Theater box office at area code 904-807-2010.
Well, see, this is the thing that's so amazing, though, because you have very few. I know L.A., they have a heavy comedy, and then Jacksonville is making their mark with comedy. And so you're having people, because of this movement, this historical movement right now that's going on, that people, I'm sure, are wanting to come on the show. You're probably getting calls in for people to actually want to do the show and want to get the love from Jacksonville because they are obviously they're enjoying comedy in Jacksonville. I wish it was like that in D.C. And I know Detroit, they're trying to do it in Detroit, but when you finally accomplish that, I mean, I'm sure the phone is ringing for people that's trying to book you instead of you booking them.
It's definitely going both ways, and I'm receiving a lot of love and attention, you know, outside of the city. Huggy Lowdown was just performing in Jacksonville. You know, Huggy Lowdown is from D.C. as well, and he was just performing in Jacksonville. Yeah. That's my dude, and he was talking about the show. He was like, man, congratulations. He's like, he echoed exactly what you said. He's like, man, that's a big deal to be the face of the writ, you know, on the behalf of the city. He's like, man, that's an awesome thing. So he was really giving me, you know, thumbs up on it. So the word is spreading, Dr. Gina. The word is out there.
Yes, and I love it. I love it. And I know that at some point, I mean, just like we're doing, you guys are doing now, is making the Ritz, the historical Ritz, one of the places of the one of the main places to actually have comedy events. And I'm sure that that's going to come into, you know, play now. I know there's other venues and things like that. But just like you right. said, the Apollo, it's only one Apollo. And it'll only be, you know what I mean? It'll only be one, you know, legendary exactly. historical place. That's going to really, really be the meat and the potatoes. You know what I'm saying? And exactly. I just believe that that's what the Ritz is moving up towards very quickly. And, you know, it's just really it's just a sight to see because it's only been like, what, a year? It's been a year or not even a full year yet that this has been going on. Am I correct on that?
Well, Iceland, we just completed season one and season two is starting off in August. So, yeah, we've had a full year run already. So, and we're getting ready to start off into the second year. As a matter of fact, like I say, in next week. Yep. So
that is amazing. It is yeah, flying. I'm telling you, it is really flying. And this is the thing. What I love about it is that, you know, that people that's listening can understand that when you're persistent and paying attention to what your what you need to focus on to get where you need to be, before you know it, you'll be there. But then by the time you get there, it'll be something else that God has you focusing on. And,
right.
and you really literally have to, you literally have to take like a minute just to look back to see where you done came from. And, you know, people say that to say, you know,
absolutely.
You look back at the negative stuff, but once you done passed all that negative stuff, look at all of the positive things, the trail that you have left behind,
That's
the things that you have built up, the victories that you've won, the meetings that you've had, the awards that you've gotten. You just have to take a moment. And I know in your journey, you know, you're probably, I don't even know where you and Tracy find the time. I mean, I don't know if y'all get a chance to look back at anything, because when y'all chilling, y'all oysters connoisseurs. So I don't y'all have time to really look at anything. But have y'all had a moment to really look back at everything that has been accomplished thus far?
Well, you know, a little bit, you know, I was just sharing this conversation, having this conversation the other day with a friend of mine, and I was letting him know, we were talking actually on our Facebook Live, and I was just sharing with him how, I mean, it's literally to the point where I just try to go, stay focused, you know, gig after gig, and not really look up, you know what I'm saying? I just keep my head
yeah.
down, and we just go after the task. And I was sharing with my friend, I was like, you know, really, that's how you keep your nose clean in this game. You know what I'm saying? Because the time you stand up and you're looking around talking about what you're doing and talking about what you accomplished and all that, you have time to get into some stuff. You know what I mean?
You know what? You are so right. You are so
yeah.
right. Yep, you are so
you
right.
To, like,
it's so easy to get
ground,
into that.
Man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we just try to stay focused, and it's one event after the other, you know. One of the things that my mentor shared with me, you know, he was like, we leave work to go to work, you know, and it was like, when you own one gig, guess what? That gig is over. Now you got to make sure you got that other gig lined up. So that's how it goes, man. So we just try to keep our head down and just keep going, you know, and I want to share that with the other people, with our listeners as well, because I was listening to you, you know, share what you was talking about, you know, what you built and all of that. And I just wanted to point out, you know, one of the things to do is just keep going. I don't know who that's for, but just keep going. You know, it may not work out how you want it to work out. You may not be hitting it how you want it, but just keep going, you know. And in you keep going, you know, in the going is where all of the, you know, manifestations and the fruit and the things that, you know, is really required in the long run, that's going to show up. But you can't get that unless you keep going. So no matter what it looks like, just
wait
keep
a
going
minute.
Because,
it's a bunch of
yeah.
lessons in that right there. One lesson is what you said right there, web bam. The lesson is that you see more value in your worth when you are going forth than you would getting something to satisfy your now. Again, the material things that you get or temporal things that you think you need to validate you still will leave you empty. But that work that you put in, that faith that you put in, that obedience that you put in, and that focus that you put in, oh my God, you will come out feeling so worthy and so much value that the things that you thought that you needed to put up with, you just don't have to put up with it no more. Because the things that you put up with are literally connected to the temporal things that you are using to attract that mess. Oh man, I hope y'all heard that. That was a word right there. So and you
Sorry, go ahead.
No, what you say? Go ahead, A-Train.
I'm just thinking about Tiffany Haddish. You know, she's blowing up right now. Comedian Tiffany Haddish, you know, she was in the movie Girls Trip, and you know, she's been out in the industry like 19 years. She's been grinding. And when you hear her story, you know, I can't take credit for her story, but I'm just reminiscing on some of the things that I heard her talk about the other day. I mean, when you hear the challenges and the letdowns and the hardship that this girl has, like, been through, but she didn't stop. And now she's one of the hottest female comics in the game right now. Everybody is after her. She made that movie, Girls Trip. I mean, she is hot right now. She's got a special coming out. All that stuff, but none of that would have happened if she would have stopped or if she would have quit. And she had more than enough reason to quit. And the same thing with everybody else. You know, if you were to unplug right now, guess what? You will have you know, the right to do so. But at the same time, if you keep going, just think about, you know, what the outcome could be, because you won. You know what I'm saying? And you kept going. And I'm telling you, people, the key to it is keep putting one foot in front of the other, and you just keep going. Do not stop.
You'll never know if you quit. You'll never know what tomorrow could have brought for you. You'll never know if you had kept going what the end result was going to be. And that's the thing. Just again, like we're both saying, stay focused on what it is. If you have a desire, you know, the thing that I've noticed, and I've been doing this for now for 15 years, and it wasn't this easy. It wasn't like this before. And I'm still, I mean, you can contest to that. Even though all of these things people see and they read about it, hear about it, and experience some of these things that we've experienced, it's still not over. I don't feel like I can retire right now. It ain't over for me yet, you know, and it's always challenges, but I can't stop. It's like I've seen people start something and they say they're going to do it and then they don't finish. And I can't imagine what that feels like. And I know that it's not an easy feeling for you, but I'm telling you, even if you stop for a year, if you stop for a month, if you stop for a day, or you're considering stopping now, if you're considering stopping now, don't stop. If you stop last week, start again. If you stop last month, if it's something that you really want to do, focus on it and don't worry about what people think. A lot of times people are, you know, are sent to be naysayers just because of where they are. If you're not where they are, then you can't entertain their thought process. You, first of all, if you've come up with an idea and your surroundings are not talking about advancing and doing, you know, having a vision or purpose in life or some kind of organization or something to make it better, just make life better for you, for other people, then you probably won't be able to get the celebration of an idea. But I guarantee you are one step ahead of the game with an idea. Okay, I done been around people that didn't have no ideas. And, you know, every time I got an idea, they thought I was being funny, trying to make them feel bad. And I was like, I don't even know what you're talking about.
You're just doing you. Yeah. And that's the thing, man. You know, you can't get caught up in, like, competing with anybody, man. You know, my mentor shared this with me, you know, years ago. It's like, you know, there are three negative C's. You know, don't compare, don't compete, and don't complain. When you're in a situation where you're comparing yourself with somebody else, or you're complaining about something, or, you know, you're trying to compete, listen, there's no competition when you're just doing you. You know what I mean?
That's right.
And you have to be mindful of that. So
It's a waste of energy. You don't have energy when you're focused on your, you got to do your own race. It's a relay, okay? You're in your own lane. Stay in your lane. If you look over to the left, you'll trip. If you look over to the right, you'll fall. So just stay in your lane and go to the finish line. And don't even worry about how long it takes. Don't worry about how long. Just know that it's going to be a right time breakthrough for you. Whatever it is, it's got a time limit on it that it's going to be a breakthrough ahead for you, so you just got to keep going.
Yep, I agree.
Well, listen, so, what's going on with trending topics? What is happening with Donald Trump? I mean, what's going on with, you know, everybody?
You got Usher.
Free Ghost. Ghost is free. Usher spreading stuff and
the guy,
what's his name, kidnapping women. I don't know what is going on.
And then you got one of the latest news is, you know, one of the chicks who, you know, or suing, who's out here suing Usher, you know, because she said that Usher gave her, you know, a disease, gave her herpes. She upped her lawsuit from a few million to $20 million.
Wow!
I think at first she came out, she was trying to sue for about like $2 million. Well, now she's upped it to like 20. So that's
why, because of the response that everybody was giving about it.
Well, I mean, I don't know if her lawyers got involved and let her know that she could up it. You know, you just never know.
Wow, you never know.
You never know. But it's so crazy that you know, that this is, you know, the deal. You know what I mean? And it's like, then, you know, the other week we were talking about, you know, HIV, we were talking about diseases,
yeah,
STDs,
we were.
And all of that.
Look at that.
We were just talking about that. Yeah. So, and we're just trying to explain to our listeners, like, man, hey, wrap it up. You know what I'm saying? If you're not going to obey spiritual law, at least obey common sense and common law. You know, I'm just like, if you're going to violate wisdom on the ultimate level, at least find some level of where you're going to apply wisdom. And if that boils down to you just, you know, using a condom and being, you know, careful about your health, because, man, it's some stuff out there that you ain't going to be able to wash off, you know?
You ain't going to be able to wash it off now, no. And they don't got a pill or a shot for it either. So, I mean,
you know.
You know, people don't mind popping a pill, but this ain't no pill for that. And they, you know, so anyway. But what's going on with the kidnapping? What's happening with that? What's his name?
Well, just to finish up with Usher. Now, they're disputing, you know, some of the talk that's surrounding that. But one of the things that they have not and cannot dispute is the court documentation, you know. So some areas of the story they're trying to say is rumors, you know what I'm saying, or allegedly. You know, but at the same time, those court documents are holding, they're holding truth. So there you have that. But with this R. Kelly thing, you know.
Wait a minute. So they're trying to say that it's a rumor, but they got court documents stating that this woman obviously has a case.
Right. And not just this woman, but that it was a court document supporting, you know, from where he gave this other person herpes and then ended up having to like settle out of court. You know what I'm saying? He had to settle. I think he paid like $1.1 million and all of that is court documents.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy. But this thing with R. Kelly, though, Dr. Gina, is crazy because you got the community, you got the public, you know, they're disputing whether or not, you know, everybody has voiced, not everybody, but there have been people to not take the back seat on voicing how they feel about R. Kelly, okay? and then, you know, they're like, forget that he can sing, you know, forget how talented he is. You know, right now we view him as, you know, XYZ. And then you have the other people across the street, they're saying, well, you may view him like that all day, but what he is doing now is not illegal. Meaning these women are of age, you know, to the point where they're old enough to where they can say, you know, what they want to do and say where they want to be. You know what I mean? But nobody's picking up on a part of the story of when these women might have been entertained, you know, on that late verge of, you know, their late teens and things like that, because they're like just legal enough, you know, so that you can't get in trouble with the law. But when you look at it on a moral standpoint, you know, it's flawed all day, you know. So that's what a lot of people are, you know, tossing around in the streets about, you know, is it morally unsound or is it legally unsound? You know,
yeah,
and while
it's
it may
a big
escape
difference,
the law,
like you said, if they're age appropriate, the law, then it's not illegal. They're making their own decisions. I mean, I saw on TMZ, one of the young ladies has spoke out and said that she was fine. And, you know, I know her family is, you know, trying to get at her, and they're saying that, you know, they're saying that she's being held against her will because she's not interested in being around them. It's just a matter of, is it something that she just, you know, I mean, even if she's going through a brainwashed, manipulative situation, held against her will, like kidnapped to me is somebody who is held with chains and locked in a room or a basement. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't know if that's kidnapping. I mean, manipulation.
Now, they just.
Go
well,
ahead.
You know, I mean, it's just like with, you know, just like they was talking about with Eddie Long on how he was manipulating some of these young guys.
Right,
and manipulating
right.
them from the standpoint of, you know, giving them gifts or taking them on trips, you know, or showing them a certain lifestyle. You know what I mean? And I think that's in the same category as what they're saying with R. Kelly. Although you may not be violent with your manipulation, but if you're wooing, you know what I'm saying? And,
yeah, yes.
you know, like, you know, just making this world lavish for them so they, you know what I mean? So whatever the technique is or whatever game he's using, you know what I'm saying? It's still
But is that illegal? Is that illegal, though? Is
right,
that illegal
right.
or moral thing? You know what I mean?
That's the whole conversation. That's the whole conversation. It's like, it's not illegal. Now, TMZ just reported the other day about K. Michelle. You know, K. Michelle came out and she was talking about, you know, when her and R. Kelly was dating, you know, in the past. And she was saying that, you know, she thought he was a nice guy. And one of the reasons the relationship didn't work is R. Kelly was very controlling. So people are using that statement to kind of add validity to what the parents of these girls, these current girls, are saying, you know, about him being controlling and manipulative, you know, and just really obsessive. You know what I mean? So, I mean, possessive,
wow.
You know, so, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Listen,
so
I always
man.
Appreciate, you know, because you do study and or hear about it. I mean, I love how you can update and keep me current. I know the listeners appreciate it because I didn't know any of that end result with, you know, the Usher situation, the court, and then even to hear the K. Michelle part, I didn't even know. So,
yeah,
much appreciation for that information. Tell everybody how they can reach you.
Absolutely. They can hit me up on Twitter at A-Train Live. You can follow me on Facebook at A-Train Live, The Experience. And I'm on Instagram under Do It Again and See What Happens. And I'm on Facebook under Do It Again and See What Happens. So we're out here, people. Definitely hit me up, follow me, rock with me, because I got some things on the table that I definitely want you all to be a part of and not miss out on. So if you follow me on social media, you'll always be abreast of it, because you never know. You may see me in a city near you. Real soon.
I know, and you're gonna love him. I love him and Tracy. His wife is so. I love their partnership and their teamwork and all of their work ethics. And definitely worth following him and keeping up with all of his. I mean, you never know what he's gonna be doing. So definitely get
right.
at him. All right. Well, you know, I love you. So listen, listeners, we're getting ready to take a commercial break, and then I'll be right back for a few words of inspiration before I have to let you go. All right, A-Train, love you.
Love you too. Appreciate it.
All right, always.
All right.
All right, we'll
Bye-bye.
Be right back. Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
What it is, everybody, it's your boy Country Wayne, Mr. Swag Right and Everything, and I'm on Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Well, all right. Listen, I hope that you were inspired for all the information that we received from Edward Murray Jr. I hope that you are making your mind up, checking all throughout your household to find out where your wealth is. You got some money in your house. All you got to do is make your mind up and allow the Lord to lead you every step of the way. And I just can't thank him enough for bringing on his wisdom. Also, A-Train, you got to go and experience the A-Train experience. Go ahead and go check him out on Do It Again and See What Happens on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Do It Again and See What Happens. Comedian A-Train. All right. At the Ritz Theater in Jacksonville, Florida. All right. Well, listen, I love you guys, and thank you so much for tuning in again. I love you, family, so much, worldwide family. We worldwide family. I love you so much. And listen, you got to live healthy. You got to live whole. Live in your destiny. I love you so much, and thank you again. Until next week, I love you. Bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's radio chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny.